with trainer and owner Brian Stanley of Palmisano. Well, he's just scored a very impressive and effortless win in the Dandy Patch. Brian, you must be thrilled.
Yes, pretty pleased with him. He's a very nice horse. The important thing is he's good to do things with.
He's got no vices?
No vices at all. He's a lovely horse to handle.
All right, well, first of all, tonight's run. He had to work, Todd had to work him a little bit to find the front, but once he crossed the pole marker and he set a reasonable tempo, there was never any doubt, was there?
No, not once he starts rolling. He likes to roll along pretty good, and that's just the way he races. So, yeah.
What are his biggest assets?
I think he's got some high speed and he can carry it a fair way. He can maintain his pace a fair distance.
He hasn't got much size about him. He's very frail. He's very narrow.
He's not really narrow. He's quite tall. He's long in the leg. It's a bit of an illusion, if you
bit
like.
Deceptive.
It's actually a bit deceptive. He's a bit taller than what you think.
Okay, but he will fill out and develop more and come back as a bigger three-year-old.
He certainly will, yeah.
All right, what's the plan for him now?
I'll see how he pulls up. There's the Breeders' Crown Heat next week. And I think there's a feature race here in the fortnight, the Premier Stakes or something. I'll just take it, see how he goes. But that'd be the two next starts for him, provided he keeps his health.
All right, well, he won the sweepstakes heat, but you couldn't start him in the final. That problem was?
Just a bacterial infection. Took about, it cleared up almost in three or four days, but it just happened to be bad timing.
All right, and the treatment you used to get rid of it, you couldn't run him?
No, well, he wasn't in any condition to run.
Okay. All right, you had some decent horses through the times. How does this one rate?
I think he's probably going to be as good as I'm going to have in my lifetime.
Well, your brother Mark had some good ones. The family, you know, with the late dad Keith, and some good horses went through the yard.
Yes, I've had horses from this family for probably nearly 40 years now. So, yeah.
All right, well, that's terrific, mate. Congratulations. Let's hope it keeps going.
Thank you.